The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hey, come on in. This is a passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To join the show or have a question for Dr. Mike, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Want to say hi to our new affiliate on the Radio MD Network, the Radio MD family, WTIS in Tampa, Florida. See, I have such terrible writing, Mike. Do you have that again? Is it WTIS?
Yes.
WTIS, okay. In Tampa. Inspirational Talk Radio in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to the Radio MD family, where you can listen to a lot of great, terrific informational shows on the Radio MD network, including this one, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. 11:10 a.m. in Tampa, Florida, WTIS. At 34
p.m. I also want to say hello to someone recovering. That is Richard Lowry, who's getting over some surgery. So, Richard, congratulations for getting up and getting around.
Good. Great deal. Keep it going. Hey, at 34 past the hour, straight talk from the docs with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's the agenda today?
Well, you know, Botox is getting like spam. You can use it for anything. And there's some important things, new uses for Botox that have very strong implications for difference and different understandings of disease. And so we'll talk about those. And the second thing is shaving it off a good way of getting rid of basal cell carcinoma, that is of the skin cancer. And the answer will be a surprising yes, and we'll find out how to do that. It isn't just any shaving. You actually need professional shaving.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds kind of gross. Ugh. Shaving off a mole or something?
You're going to have to
I'll have to listen, right? You're learning the business well, my friend. You're learning to tease the stories. That's a good thing. Keep people listening. That's what it's all about. So that's straight talk from the docs at 34 past the hour.
And having fun and learning by
absolutely.
Listening.
That's why I come in every week to learn something as well, because I'm a listener as well, and I learn a lot from this every week, as do our listeners, I am sure. You wanted to talk about BPA and BPS and a follow-up on a story we seem to talk about a lot.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is the NIH, National Institute of Health, after the warning by Duke last week, Duke came out with a study, that is some researchers at Duke published a study that showed that BPA changed the gene function in a brain, that is in young children's brains, which left them less able to create memories. That is, one of the ways we create memories is growing connections. And this gene, by inhibiting this gene's function, you decrease that function. And that was done with too much BPA. And they cautioned about plastic bottles and baby bottles. And, of course, we said, you know, that isn't the major way you get BPA or that we get BPA. It's from these thermal receipts. And that BPS and BPA were both there. And I learned in an extra place. I asked the airline where the receipts came from. You know, you get those thermal tickets when you go to the airline counter, and also the baggage tags.
Right.
And almost all of those are BPS. And it turns out that NIH issued a warning about both BPA and BPS, saying we have so much in society now that they said if you don't need to touch these receipts, don't touch them. That it is, they look like some of it is absorbed through the skin. Maybe 10% of what you get on your skin is absorbed, so don't touch these things. If you don't need it, don't get a receipt if there isn't a reason for it. And before you eat food, certainly wash your hands after you touch one of these receipts. And obviously, you use your, you know, you go in the airline and you, if you will, use your ticket to get on. So you've touched the damn ticket all over, and it's just loaded with the BPS and BPS now. And then you might have a snack, you know, you might have peanuts, or you might have packed a sandwich for yourself. Well, make sure you wash your hands between the time you get have touched your ticket and actually eating food, because that's a huge way you absorb BPS and BPA. And it's not just the kid's intelligence, it changes the growth of your neurons and your memory function in your brain.
I was going to say, if you touch one of these register receipts, cash receipts, even like you said, these tickets at the airports, you touch the ticket or the receipt and you put your hands in your mouth, that's what happens in your body? That's what's affecting
that's
your body?
That's how you get it into your body, and it stays there for a long time. So the key is, don't, in fact, how do I say it? If you don't need the receipt, don't get it. And if you, and no matter what you do, wash right before you eat anything.
There ought to be a massive campaign to stop these people who make register receipts from using this.
Well, it's actually interesting that the substitute for BPA was BPS.
Yeah, right.
And it looks like it's just as bad.
Yeah.
There aren't enough studies, but in the one study that's been done, it's just as bad as the BPA.
No, not good. Not good. We had a listener email, I understand, wanting to know about vitamins, and apparently testing levels in certain vitamins is extremely expensive. With that in mind, what vitamins would you recommend taking?
Well, it's pretty easy. What you want to do is get half of a multivitamin every day, and you want twice a day, sorry, half of a multivitamin twice a day, plus extra amounts of vitamin D3, because most that is in the multivitamin isn't adequate. So how do you choose a multivitamin? Well, the one-a-day brand, if you can get one that you can break in half, is fine. Or the, if you will, the Walgreens Men Over 50, or the Costco Men Over 50. Those are the standard. But what you want to do is get 100% of the daily value of everything, with a little more B12 than that, and a little, and make sure you don't get more than 3,500 international units of vitamin A. And that's basically it. Plus 1,000 international units of vitamin D3. So the only one I would say you have to have measured, and that's if you're over the age of 60, is get your vitamin D level measured once. If it is after you've been taking the vitamin D, 1,000 international units for 3 months, if your vitamin D level is still low, then go to 2,000 and get it measured again in 3 months. So you see where you are. Because some people malabsorb vitamin D3. That's the only way I know of checking this without getting a very expensive vitamin panel. So some people would say we should get once every 5 years, you get your vitamin D3 and your B12, and if they aren't normal, get more to get them normal, and then take half of a multivitamin twice a day, plus 1,000 international units of vitamin D3 as an insurance policy against an imperfect diet. And you know I also take, if you will, DHA 900 milligrams a day and purified omega-7 420 milligrams a day, plus a probiotic, and those are the other things I take routinely. So plus two baby aspirin and a little calcium, meaning not much calcium. Well, so if that's unclear, just write us again. Go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say, and thank you for the email again, obviously. And if you have any further questions, I was going to just plug the email address. And that's udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com for any information on what Dr. Mike just talked about or another question that you may have. We are eating fewer calories, but we're getting fatter. How can that be? And the CDC is warning health officials of a deadly new virus. Some of the top medical stories of the week Dr. Mike will cover. Coming up, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Oh. Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet related. Cleansing opens the door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.